friendship's sweeter knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from James chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. And as I mentioned yesterday, one of the benefits, the blessings, the thank you, God, for these friends that I get to meet, get to be inspired by as they're gifted, as they're faithful followers of Jesus. And today is no exception. I have two guests with me. One, Ann Hogan. She's a local Christ follower. In fact, I've seen her at number of events. She's one of those flag wavers. I tell Holly, she's like professional. She knows how to swirl them, do two at a time. In fact, she enlisted Holly at two different events to wave the Jesus multicolored flag. And so it's been neat getting to know Ann through a number of meetings and her passion for bringing unity to the community, to helping people find Christ and know Christ. And so she made me aware of the special guest that she'll be introducing in just a moment, Athena, and called her. She's on the phone lines with us in California. So, Anne, before you introduce your friend Athena that's going to be coming for a special two-day seminar, workshop, symposium, I don't know, it's where you're going to gather and welcome the Holy Spirit and encourage hearts. But I want to point out our special guest tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends will be Greg Cooper. He's known as Coop. He's the catalyst behind the last 31 years of bringing Power Light Fest to the Springfield Fairgrounds, the State Fair. This Sunday, it's kind of the Christian day where a number of well-known groups will be presenting and sharing, including Petra and Unspoken, Stars Go Dim, and some other great worship teams. That's happening this Sunday, and it's only $5 entrance fee, so you'll hear all about it tomorrow. And the revival continues here in Springfield. If you were tuned in yesterday, I trust you were encouraged by Evangelist Dorothy and Pastor Juan and First Lady Carla from the Prayer Wheel Church of God in Christ. It continues tonight at their church and then three other churches on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so you can find out more by calling us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, Anne, you've been encouraged by your relationship with your friend Athena, and you're excited to bring her into our area. So I'm going to have you introduce her, and then Athena, talk about the excitement that you're going to be bringing because God's put a message on your heart, and talk about those three chairs.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you, Mark. So Athena is coming for a Welcome Holy Spirit conference that we are having next Friday and Saturday, August 25th and 26th at the Crown Plaza. And it's sponsored by the Springfield Roundtable.
And you're a part of that.
And I'm a part of that. And the Springfield Roundtable is a small team that has been meeting weekly since 2020 to pray for transformational revival in the Springfield area, in Sangamon County, all of Illinois, in this heartland. And Athena, she is one of the keynote speakers that is coming, and she lives in California. And in 2020, they started Relate 2020. And it is to bring communication and help people build communication skills. And one communication skill is to, instead of being judgmental and accusatory, to be an advocate for your spouse, for your children, in prayer and in words. Athena Holgren, my good friend.
Athena, we welcome you to Central Illinois. Look forward to you coming and participating. And I'll start right on the front end. If God could answer your prayers for the special two-day conference, what would it be? And then let's talk about the three chairs.
Sure thing. Thank you for having me on the air. I so appreciate the invitation to speak in Springfield and to participate in a desire for the end times bride, God's church, to be purified and prepared for his return, which we don't know when, but it certainly has the markings of a move of the Lord coming in. And we pray that this conference will be powerful. I've begun on the topic of unveiling two enemies that are hidden in our soul and that block our prayer, and that is accusing and judging. And so Friday night, I will be speaking on this because the Lord had gotten my attention 26 years ago when I had this tendency to judge. And I grew up in a home where criticism was very common, snap judgments about people, accusatory remarks behind their backs. And I carried this into my adulthood, and God got my attention 26 years ago in a kind of a form of a vision and showed me three chairs. The accuser, the judge, and the advocate chair, and that I'm sitting in one of these chairs at all times.
I've loved this illustration, and I have a graphic in front of me. And so talk us through these three chairs and that special moment that God birthed this concept, this idea into your mind.
Well, I think it actually went further back when I was a young believer, and I would ask God, what is the difference between discerning and judging others, and how will I know? God answered this and permanently changed my way of thinking ever since. It was through an image of three chairs, and God knew what I needed to burn it into my heart and my mind forever. And it came out of a time when I was judging my brother and his wife, who were not believers, and I was this on fire Christian, and they were quite into the world and next wine social, you know, luxury cruise, latest gadget. And inside, I was judging them, even though on the outside, I never really mentioned God. But out of that time, God got my attention through a remark that my sister-in-law made. And I realized she was judging me, and I had a conversation with God about it. And he said, I want to show you three chairs. And as he began to show me, I was left speechless because he says there's the chair of the judge. This is where a verdict is rendered, and it's a holy chair, and for me and me alone, just like that passage in James where there's only one lawgiver and one judge. Who are you able to save and destroy? No, but who are you to judge your neighbor? And then he said the second chair is where you rehearse an offense and brew over a matter. You're offended. You see a flaw in another person. So you search for evidence to prove what you believe is true, and then you find ways to confirm it, you know, like a detective. And he said, and you pray to me about the matter, and you tell me about the problem. And sometimes you ask me to change that person, but all the while I hear your accusation. He said, this is the seat of the accuser, the seat of Satan. And in this chair, your prayers are weak and powerless because I hear your criticisms. And when he said that to me, it felt like a road to Emmaus moment because he's showing me these chairs. He says, this chair is a chair that you sit in and you pray, and your sister-in-law is picking up on your judgmental attitude. And at that point, I started to tear up. I said, God, I don't want to accuse her. What shall I do? And he said, let me show you the third chair. This is the chair of the advocate, and this is where you appeal to me in prayer, and you leave your judgments into my hands. And this is where I hear requests for my will to be done on earth as is in heaven. It's like his will is showcased on earth when I sit with Jesus Christ in the advocate seat. So at that point, I didn't realize that this conversation that the Lord had with me on this forested path was going to radically shift my paradigm about judging and reform my thinking.
Yeah, I think how common it is for all of us to look at people and come up with a judgment or a bias or a prejudice, or we don't like what they're standing for, or we don't like their habits or some of the sin that they're in. And instead of caring or extending love and compassion, we judge and we become that accuser. And that's far from what God would have us do. And I think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus had the harshest words for them because they sat in judgment of over these people, that they should have been helping them understand God's love and pointing them towards God. Instead, they were that barrier preventing them from really knowing God.
Right. That's exactly right.
Hmm.
And what I've learned over the years, these three chairs are all over the scripture, starting with the book of Job. And you see him move from basically judging God. And God responded with 66 questions. And it left Job land in the dust, repenting and asking for forgiveness. And then he moves out of that judge seat and he sits into the advocate seat when, at the last chapter, God tells him to pray for his three friends. And as he interceded, he got out of accusing or judging them and instead advocating for them in prayer. And then at the very end, we know that his life was restored and he had a double portion. And we see these chairs in Joseph's life, Daniel, David, and even Jonah. You see him moving out of these three chairs. And even in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it's all over, in Revelation as well.
Hmm. Well, Athena, I'm just thinking of my own life, but I'm sure it represents some of our listeners too. I've worn out some of those judgment chairs or the accuser chairs, created some bad habits. How do I get to become that advocate? What would be some steps or measures, or outside of God just supernaturally transforming me on the spot, what can I do to help me get out of these chairs and be that advocate for them?
You're right. That's a great question. And at the conference, I am going to talk about the seven steps to move from the accuser and judge chair to the advocate chair. Because whether you're a young believer, young Christian, or a mature one, we're always sitting in one of these chairs at all times in our relationships. And so one of the ways that we move out is we acknowledge, who am I judging? And then what are my accusations? And it's so important to write these down and to speak them out loud so they're just not an exercise inside your head alone. And then what similar ways am I guilty? You know, this is where we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any areas where we might be doing something similar to the very thing that we're judging. And then what can I confess and repent from? And what's most important is, what can I entrust to him who judges righteously? Because Jesus modeled this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 25. When he was attacked, he did not retaliate, but he entrusted his soul to God who judges righteously. So even Jesus was not judging, but rather entrusting it to his Father to judge righteously. And he modeled it for us to entrust, to offer up and release the judgment. And then at that point, I really think the Lord's voice is clear. What new insights do I have? And you just offer that up and say, Lord, what do you want to reveal in the scriptures? Maybe a verse pops into your head or something. And then the last step would be, what advocate assignments am I accepting? Because I think as we surrender these judgments and accusations, God may very well want us to do something that is opposite. Or he might say, I want you to be pray for this person and pray my will into their life. And I know a very mature intercessor in her 80s, and God got her attention. She was praying for a political leader, and she realized she was sitting in the judge seat, and God got her attention. And she felt really convicted and says, you know, I need to be sitting as an advocate for intercession and prayer for political leaders.
And I'm going to have you give some of the nuts and bolts, because I want to make sure all of our listeners are aware of the possibility that they can come and attend. It's a week from this Friday and Saturday, August 25th and 26th. But do they need to register? Give them some of the information or how they can find out more.
Okay. Yes, registration is free. And preferably, you would go ahead and email Springfield Roundtable at gmail.com, and that is actually SPFD, roundtable@gmail.com.
And if you're driving along and you didn't get to write that down, if you call the station, we'll have that available for you. But I just want to exhort, encourage, lay it out there that this is something you're going to want to attend. And I hope I'm going to be able to attend both days. And is there a phone number to call for more information?
Absolutely. For more information, you can call or text me at 217-415-8011. That's 217-415-8011.
Now, I know this is going to be worth our listeners coming out and attending just for Athena's talk on the three chairs and the other things she'll be sharing, but there's other speakers. Will you want to highlight them a little for our listeners?
Absolutely. There's one from our area who leads the Springfield Roundtable, and she will be speaking about heaven's governmental rule and being seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. And that's why it's so important to have Athena's message about making sure we're in the advocate's chair. And her name is Billy Landers. And then also we have Patty Amston, and she is a state leader of intercessors. And she will be there as well. And she will be highlighting all 102 county initiative on September 11th to welcome Holy Spirit into each of our counties. So that'll be all of Illinois.
Now, I see there's three keynote speakers are all women, but this is an event for men, women, boys, girls. It's open to everyone?
It is. And as a matter of fact, many of you will know from other things that Levi Vincent has led. He's been meeting with youth this summer to practice for leading worship, and they will be leading worship. He, Levi Vincent, and a team of youth will be leading worship on Friday night and another team on Saturday. So also my daughter, who is 23, Athena, will be interviewing her about moving from the accuser and judge's chair to the advocate's chair. So plenty of room for intergenerational people to come starting right on Friday night. Also, if you see the invitation that we'll get out again on Facebook, and I'll give it to Mark as well, and it says James Nesbitt on there, and he is the one who has initiated the all 102 counties welcoming Holy Spirit on September 11th, and Patty Amston will be speaking about that.
Listening friend, I hope you can put it on your calendar a week from this coming Friday and Saturday, August 25th and 26th. Find out more at SPFD, abbreviated for Springfield, roundtable@gmail.com, SPFD roundtable@gmail.com, or call Ann at 217-415-8011. This is one conference you don't want to miss. And Athena, I want to have you close out with answering why you chose James 4, 11, and 12 for me to open up this program.
I think the passage is so powerful and potent, convicting, because we live in a day and age where the very air we breathe is filled with judging and accusing. I mean, social media, the news reports, and really, truly, is in the church. We tend to judge and accuse, and I really believe that when we know that God is the only one who can judge and have a better grasp of what this judging means and know our role as Christians to advocate and not be judges, that this is the most powerful chair we can ever sit in that will turn our nation around, starting in our own lives, in our family, and our churches, in our cities. So that's why this passage is so fitting. And I do believe a lot of people have been hurt and have avoided going to church, for example, or becoming a Christian because of that judgment. So I believe this message is critical, and this passage is very fitting for that.
Listening friend, if you stop by our Facebook page, WLUJ or Great News Radio, or my own personal page, Mark Burns, you're going to see the graphic of the three chairs, and you're going to find out more about this conference, which I highly recommend. It's happening on August 25th and 26th. It is free. It begins Friday night and then runs all day Saturday, beginning at 9 in the morning to 7 p.m., a variety of speakers that are going to bless you, encourage you, and I hope God brings healthy conviction to us all when we find ourselves in that judge's chair or the accuser chair, because he wants us to be advocates, advocates proclaiming that good news message of Jesus, bringing healing and hope to this hurting world. So we want to learn how we can stay in that advocate's chair and be in God's ambassador to those around us. And Athena, I'm looking forward to meeting you and having you here in Springfield. And do you have a website, or if somebody wants to find out more about your ministry work, or maybe they want to have you come to the area?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I would love that. And our website, I don't have a website for the Three Chairs right yet. So we're working on under our nonprofit, which is relate2020.com, relate2020.com. And that is where we teach conversation tools, conflict resolution, and true identity. And then you'll see Three Chairs featured there as one of the workshops we offer. And we have had the opportunity to share this both in California and other states, and then recently in the country of Turkey, where we spoke to Arab-speaking churches in Turkey, and everything was translated into Arabic. And we got invited now to speak in Egypt and in the country of Jordan. So this message is going far and wide, and we would love to have opportunities to share this message throughout the U.S.
Relate2020.com, relate2020.com. Stop by, leave a message, make a donation, find out how maybe you and your church or your organization or ministry can bring Athena in to help with communication, to help sort us into the right chair so that we're no longer judgmental, that we're not the accuser, but we're the advocate for the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing that healing and hope and communicating positive truths in this hurting world. Well, Athena, I can't recommend you enough, and I know anyone that Anne endorses, I think, is doing good work for the Lord. We appreciate what Anne does here, and we're going to have you back, Anne, with maybe some of your 12 children. What a testimony to how God is raising up a next generation. Some of her daughters and some of the family members are gifted musicians, and so we'll have them back in the studio at some point. But listening friend, put it on your calendar, August 25th and 26th, to be at the Crown Plaza. It's a beautiful hotel in Springfield, great accommodations, Friday night, and then all day Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a free event, free gathering. You're going to be blessed just alone by learning about the three chairs and where we need to be seated as that advocate for Jesus. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Athena Holtgren, and Ann Hogan with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.